and environmental polluters and no breakthrough in ECOWAS talks with Guinea-Bissau co-leaders. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Okasabo. Southern African Center for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACOD Executive Director Assam Yunda says the dialogue process between government and the OASIS Forum over the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 collapsed because both sides entered the talks with rigid positions. Mr. Muyunda says genuine dialogue requires openness and flexibility, not predetermined stances that participants are unwilling to shift. Speaking in an interview with RSF News in Lusaka today, Mr. Muyunda said dialogue should create a win-and-take environment where each side is willing to adjust for the sake of progress. What made the dialogue fail is that both parties came in with positions, and when entering dialogue, parties do not have to have these positions, said Mr. Muyunda. Mr. Muyunda also described the breakdown in talks as unfortunate, noting that the failure has the potential to foster mistrust among stakeholders going forward. He added that the OASIS Forum, especially because it includes church mother bodies, should have taken a more facilitative approach to ensure that no party felt compelled to defend fixed positions during the discussions.
From our perspective, it's not a good thing that that dialogue failed. However, it was aiming that it could go that direction, because it showed from the onset that the parties involved had positions. When going a dialogue, parties do not need to have positions which they want to defend, but a dialogue should have a win and take environment, should create that environment where people are able to get and to win and to take.
Opposition Democratic Union DU President Akim Jovo has pledged to demolish unplanned settlements, including Lusaka's Chibolia compound, should he be elected into office next year. Mr. Njovu argues that it is unfair for some citizens to live in communities without basic amenities, while others enjoy properly planned neighborhoods with essential services. Mr. Njovu says his government's plan would to go further by transforming informal settlements into decent, habitable communities, prioritizing residents' welfare, ensuring proper planning, and involving affected communities in every stage of development. Chibolia's situation is dire and it's high time something is done, said Mr. Njovu.
I think compounds, then other compounds also, we need to make sure that we create nice roads in there. I always feel for the women to say, if you are pregnant and at night you are hauka mimba, uzachita bwanjing and moto kasifika, those are problems that we need to sort out. We need to start thinking like the era of AI children. We need to advance. We need to make our lives easy. We need to make the lives of our parents easy. We need to make lives in the community easy. So this is what we need to address as citizens. So this is what we intend to do as Democratic Union and help out the country in such a way.
Care for Nature Zambia has urged the Ministry of Mines to strengthen mining regulations and enforce strict compliance to curb rising cases of environmental pollution. Organization Executive Director Samaken says stiffer laws and strong enforcement are necessary to deter mining companies from violating regulations, noting that many firms are increasingly using compensation payments as an easy way out each time they pollute the environment. Her remarks follow the recent collapse of a tailings dam at Mbamo Copper Mine in Mwenza District of Lwapula Province. Speaking in an interview with RSF News in Lusaka, Ms. Krenz said environmental pollution is becoming more common because some mining companies are not complying with environmental laws. She says the need for the Ministry of Mines to ensure mining firms commit to strict compliance before being issued operating licenses. Ms. Krenz further called for enhanced monitoring by the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, and the Mine Safety Department, noting that inspections should not wait until disasters occur.
We need decentralization, at least an officer of ZEMA Mine Safety Department, including WAMA, because the water bodies are at risk in every district, so that there is constant compliance. I think as an organization, year in and year out, we have called for increased budgetary allocation to environmental protection, because one of the challenges that we have in the environmental sector is inadequate resources to address these challenges that we are talking about right now.
The Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEC, has reminded all state-owned institutions and companies of their statutory obligation to advance broad-based economic empowerment in Zambia. CEC Public Relations and Communications Manager Michelo Mukata said, under Section 35(1) of the Citizens Economic Empowerment Act, every state institution and company is required to submit an annual progress report detailing achievements aligned with approved sector plans or strategies. Mr. Mukata said that Sections 15(1) and 2 of the Act further mandates the preparation and implementation of employment equity plans, which must outline annual objectives and empowerment measures as prescribed under Section 1, adding that Section 16 compels institutions to submit comprehensive information on employment policies, practices, and work environments to help identify barriers affecting targeted groups. As Zambia pursues its national development agenda, compliance with these provisions is not only a legal obligation but also a patriotic duty, and state-owned entities play a vital role in fostering inclusive economic participation and ensuring that all citizens benefit from the country's growth, said Mr. Mukata in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. In foreign news, a high-level delegation from the West African Regional Bloc, known as ECOWAS, ended a mediation mission to Guinea-Bissau on Monday with no breakthrough but pledged to continue talks with co-leaders later this month. Led by Sierra Leone's President Julius Maada Bio, the Regional Bloc traveled to Bissau seeking a return to civilian rule following a military coup last Wednesday. ECOWAS has condemned the coup and called for the reinstatement of President Umaro Sisko Embalo, who fled to Brazzaville after being detained. Coming up shortly, Putin and Trump's envoy set for key Ukraine talks in Moscow. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff in Moscow on Tuesday after the White House said it was very optimistic about reaching a deal to end the Ukraine war. U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who has acted as an outside advisor in diplomatic talks, is also expected to attend. The summit comes after 2 days of negotiations in Florida between Ukrainian and U.S. officials, including Witkoff and Kushner, aimed at refining a U.S.-backed peace plan, which had been reviewed as favorable to Russia.
Sports update.
Tottenham manager Thomas Frank says he is very confident he has the backing of the club owners. Spurs' only Premier League home win under Frank, who joined from Brentford in June, was the opening weekend fixture against Burnley. They have just 18 points from 13 games and sit in 12th in the league table, with some fans criticising the Den. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Southern African Centre for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACOD Executive Director Arthur Miyunda, says the dialogue process between government and the Oasis Forum over the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 collapsed because both sides entered the talks with rigid positions. Care for Nature Zambia has urged the Minister of Mines to strengthen mining regulations and enforce strict compliance to curb rising cases of environmental pollution. And a high-level delegation from the West African Regional Bloc, known as ECOWAS, ended a mediation mission to Guinea-Bissau on Monday with no breakthrough, but pledged to continue talks with co-leaders later this month. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News.